Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now in tuned to the In Tune Show. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find that our show is entertaining. Above all, you can feel the love and support radiating across the airwaves. For those that continue to support this broadcast, I just want to say that I love and I appreciate you, and thank you. And for all those that's tuning in for the first time again, I hope it's not your last. The show has several access points. And the first access point is to stream live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975 or using our interactive chat room that is open during live shows where you can leave your questions and comments. Shows are all on demand and can be accessed at your leisure. Follow us on Twitter at the Intune Show, and that's NTUNEDSHOW. Facebook is under the Intune Show, which is jam-packed with awesome people, so please feel free to add us under our second account, Intune Show 2, and that's two capital I's like Roman numeral. You can also reference us by going to theintuneshow.com, or if you have any questions or concerns, if you feel like you have something that you want to showcase on the show that you can bring to our listeners, or you know someone that can, please feel free to send me an email at intuneshow@aol.com. You know, and the only reason why I go through this, like, all the time, you guys, is because I'm constantly asked, Miss P, how do you get to the Intune Show? How do you listen to the archive link? Da-da-da-da-da. So I like to just, you know, start the show off with letting you guys know how you can stay in tune. So let's get in tune with our guest of the night, Miss Trina E. Braxton. The fifth child of Michael and Evelyn Braxton is a multi-talented actress and singer. She has acted in Tyler Perry's play Meet the Browns as Tracy Stevens and was also a part of the play called The Rise, written by Cheryl Salt James Ray, which is, you know, if anybody knows, Salt and Pepper, and Christopher's play, you know, so from Martin. So it's just amazing that, you know, she's out here doing her thing and she's making, you know, set in her way. And the reason why I'm so super excited tonight to get to talk to her, because, you know, a lot of people know her for being a Braxton sister, because, of course, she is. But, you know, she's doing her own thing. And I think that what separates us and makes us apart as individuals from our siblings is that we all have diversity. So that's what makes us all unique, and that's what makes us all awesome in our own way. So basically, you know, she currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's a mommy. And I want to, you know, talk to her about that, because for a lot of mommies out there that say that they can't do something and they can't achieve something, she is a prime example of just showing us that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, or mom, sister, brother, whatever, you have all the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. And she's definitely living her life. So before she comes on today, I just basically want to play her track. And I like it. I was actually in the gym today, so shout out to my trainer, Earl. He worked me out so bad that I feel like, you know, I could sleep for like 3 weeks, and that's no lie. I've never felt this lethargic in a long time. So again, shout out to Earl for working me out and, you know, making me bust a sweat and having me on a show tonight feeling like I can take a nap. But I'm just way too excited to do that, because Miss Trina Braxton will be in tune. So her track is called Party or Go Home, and if all those who want to gain more insight on Miss Braxton, please feel free to go to trinabraxton.com. She has a lot of interactive things that's going on here. You can sign a guest book. She has a store. She has a tour date. She has media and anything else that you want to know that's connected to this amazing woman, you can definitely find on her website. So, again, that's trinabraxton.com. Make sure that you guys go reference that. And also, more importantly, gain by getting in tune to her as an individual, you know, the headway that she's making in her life as an individual, and, you know, appreciate that and appreciate her as an individual. And you're going to keep hearing me reiterate that tonight because, you know, I just, you know, think that everyone should be separated and segregated from the masses. So, you know, I'm just going to keep telling you guys that until it's just drilled in your head that Trina Braxton, although all her sisters are lovely and amazing, is an individual. So get in tune with Trina Braxton, Party or Go Home. So for all those who are never heard it and would like to hear it, which I would like to hear it, because like I said, again, I've been busting it out in the gym all day with that song on repeat, let me know what you guys think. And for all those that want to call in and listen to her or just, you know, talk to her, 818-495-6975, and you will be live with Miss P and Miss Trina Braxton. So here we go, guys. It's a party, so let's party or go home.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hot star. Big bully, let's go. Tree, where you at, baby?
I'm
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Yay, so that was part of your go home, and I don't know about you guys, but I had to get up out my seat and act a fool. Too bad you can't see me because, you know, I was really busting some new moves out there. So, again, for all those who are not, in tuned with Miss Braxton, please do so now. Again, the website is TrinaBraxton.com. How simple is that? And get in tune. So we're waiting for her to give us a call in. Miss Braxton, if you're on the line, just press 1. There's a slew of people that's on the line that want to gain from, you know, me talking to you tonight, which is so awesome. So I can't differentiate who's who. So if you're there, press 1 so we can just, you know, tune you in. Until then, I'm just going to, you know, talk a little bit about Miss Braxton, a little more about her. For those who don't know, today she's like basically finding herself working on her solo album, which one of the tracks that I just played was Party or Go Home, and it's set to release this summer. She's working with a lot of amazing people on here that, you know, you haven't heard them in a long time. So I'm totally excited to see what they're going to come up with. She's being really discreet from my research about who she's working with and what she has, what she has going on. But, you know, I can't wait. And I'm not going to share it until she comes on and you let us know if she wants me to even put that out there. But definitely gain by, you know, tuning into her because she has some amazing people and everybody that people could resonate with and be like, oh, my God, really? Oh, my God, really? So, yeah, so definitely tune into that so you can gain off that CD because I already downloaded. I'm excited from the EP, and I just can't wait for the entire album to be complete so we can party on the show. So while we're waiting for her to tune in, I just wanted to take the time to give a shout-out to LaVert, too. And for all those who are not in tune with LaVert, too, it was LaVert. But, you know, heart goes out to Gerald LaVert and Sean LaVert, who passed away. And Mike Gordon, the original member of the group, decided to continue the conquest of making LaVert 2 come to fruition, which he has done with the new member, Black Rose. I had the privilege of interviewing them both, and they're both amazing and awesome. And they surprised me with that drop. So shout out to LaVert 2. For all those that's not in tune with their CD dedication, get in tune to it because I have my signed copy right here, and I play it all the time. You can find them at LaVert2.com. It's easy, just like TrinaBraxton.com, 123. And they have a store there. And on the store, they have all of their latest hits, and they have all their old ones like Casanova. Now, who cannot resonate with Casanova? Okay, for real. And if I'm going a little bit too way in the past, that's kind of telling my age, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to leave it alone. And I'm definitely not going to let you guys hear anything more out of my mouth in reference to age. So while we're waiting for her to get tuned in, get in tuned with Dave Tolliver. And for all those who are not in tune with Dave Tolliver or who is Dave Tolliver, he's actually one of the original members from the group Men at Large. And he's doing his thing. And this one is called Home. And I really, really like this one. And I had the opportunity to interview him as well. And he's actually going to be working on his CD, and his video with Home. And I said to him, Dave, you know what? I want to be in that video because I think that I'm the one that should be, you know, in it. And he's like, all right, Miss P, no problem. But, you know, I was only joshing. I really don't want to be in it. I want him to do his thing, be creative, and let me see what he's putting out into the universe. So this is Dave Tolliver with Home. Enjoy.
You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah, I ain't even got to say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving. All over me, I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home. First thing smoking, baby, I ain't joking.
Yeah.
Out here on the road,
trying to
be a stacking
guys. So that was Home by Dave Tolliver from Men at Large. And the song that I played prior was Party or Go Home, which is one of my favorites now for the gym, period. So without further ado, let's get Miss Trina Braxton on the line. Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hi, what's up, Buttercup?
I'm just, like, super excited to get a chance to talk to you. Yay, intern
show.
Thank you.
Me.
Absolutely. So, Trina, can I call you that, first of all?
Of course.
Okay.
What you call me?
Well, I was going to say Miss Braxton, because sometimes when I have them, you know, call them by their last names or whatever out of respect until they say, hey, call me, you know, whatever. It's just out of respect. So I wanted to be general because I wanted our listeners to gain the value in Trina as an individual versus Trina, one of the Braxton sisters, if I may. Because, you know, we all know that that's your sisters, but right now it's all about you as an individual and the things that you're doing in life. So
yay.
With that being said, yeah, right, yay. So with that being said, tell us, and our listeners that's just tuning in for the first time, a little bit about who Trina is so they can gain some insight on you.
Well, you know what? One of the very, very first misconceptions that people have about me is that I sit around and drink all day. And that can't be further from the truth. There are so many different facets to me. I enjoy myself, yes. I enjoy having a great time, yes. I enjoy a great party, yes. As a matter of fact, I am the life of most parties. However, there are so many more entities to me, so many more facets to me than just sitting around having a glass of wine. And, you know, and I'll make light of it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just go have a glass of wine. But, you know, at the end of the day, usually you'll find me with a book in my hand more so than a glass of wine.
Exactly. Because from all the research that I've done, because I like to literally do that when some people just use generic questioning, no pun against anyone, but I've noticed that about yourself that you do like to read, and I see in different interviews and different things that you have done that that's one of the things that you definitely always focus on is reading, and I think that's extraordinary.
Thank you. Well, you know, a lot of people don't believe in the importance of academia, and as everyone knows, I went back to school, and I finally finished my degree. And, you know, that's one thing that no one can ever take away from you. You know, you can get fired from your job. You know, you can get divorced from your husband. You know, you can lose your kids. You know, you can, you know, lose a lot of things. But one thing that no one can ever take away from you is your education.
Absolutely. And congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you, Kami. I'm very proud of myself. Woo!
Of course, I'm proud of you, too. I mean, that's such a huge accomplishment because a lot of people, you know, talk about it all the time. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But it never happens. So I'm definitely, you know, happy to. Right. It's really not. I'm definitely happy to hear that. So I realize that some tend to put you in a box, you know, like the, you know, as far as like marginalizing the fact that they say, okay, the Braxton family values is one of your big mainstream beginnings, you know, which makes me a little like, really, really, is that what they're saying? Only because you have already, like, in my opinion, started your journey since 1989 with the group. First, your journey came from when, you know, when you were born. Let's just go there. And then to fast track it a little bit from the time you guys came out in 1989 with the group, the Braxtons, which consists of your sisters. So what is your thoughts when people are kind of saying that, okay, Trina's mainstream now because of the black, you know, the Braxton family values, which I think is boo, but what's your opinion on it?
Well, because everybody hasn't been a fan for a really long time. You know, because when you look at it in mainstream and now it's in the medium of now it's television, a lot of people aren't accustomed to seeing all of us. A lot of people are used to seeing Toni Braxton, the superstar. What they fail to realize is, even though we didn't reach a certain goal status, we've always been in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we were children, you know, we've always sang together as a family. But then in 1989, you know, we were all together, and we all sang together for Arista Records. And a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Toni and myself and Tracy and Tawanda and Tamar together. Actually, I think it was Atlantic. Was it Atlantic? It was Atlantic.
It was Atlantic. Yeah, Atlantic.
It was Atlantic. It was one of them A's. It was Atlantic. And then Toni went on by herself, and then it was the four girls, Tamar, Tracy, Tawanda, and Trina. And then it was the three of us, Trina, Tamar, and Tawanda, and we were part of the Braxtons.
Right.
And then, right. And then, And then while we were going, we were on tour with Luther Vandross. We were on tour with Kenny G, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Kenny G, you name it. We've done a lot of things, but a lot of people weren't aware of them. And we reached a certain amount of quote-unquote goal status, but not, of course not to the degree of 60 million records like Tony Braxton. Hello, that's my sister. And but we've, this is not our first time around the block.
No, definitely. And it was just kind of making me angry. And I said, is it because it's the heat, you know, that I'm so angry right now by, you know, just researching this? Should I just stop researching altogether? Because people need to stop always, like, marginalizing individuals. You know, some of us are born the only child, and some of us are born with siblings, and everyone has something that they're going to add into the melting pot. So why is it always, like, attached with Tony and attached to this and attached to that? Trina is Trina. That's how I look at it. So I was super excited to have.
Sometimes that's all they know. Sometimes that's all people know. They only know what they see. And just like you did your research, doesn't mean everybody else is going to do theirs.
It's true.
A lot of people live for just the moment, and at the moment, this is what they see. A lot of people don't know the history because they fail to read. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did, which Trina does regularly. Okay, guys, read, not drink, read.
But, you know, but it's okay because everybody isn't always a fan. You know, because people're accustomed to seeing Tony. They're accustomed to seeing, you know, now Tamar, you know. But a lot of people, they aren't accustomed to knowing the foreground, the fore history of what the Braxtons and the Braxtons family as a whole is. So, you know, I think as time goes by, and I think as we do more seasons for Braxton Family Values, that people will get a better idea and a better grasp of who we are, not just as individuals, but as a family.
Right, absolutely. Well, the family thing, we know that is like tight-knit. And like any family, whether it's on, you know, the mainstream level or just the average Joe family that's behind the scenes or whatever, we all have ups and we all have downs, you know. And even in my family, I'm the only girl, the first grandchild, you know, with boys. So I don't even know. So all of the weight has always been on me, so to speak. Whatever you do is going to reflect this and your cousins and your this and your that. And I'm just like, really? Really? Can't I just, you know, if I want to go and do X, Y, and Z in my life, how come that affects everybody else? How come it's a ricochet effect?
Right. But you know what? That is one thing that I do have to say, because a lot of things you do, it does become reflectory, but it doesn't have to be. Just like with me breaking out and doing my own music and doing my own genre of music without doing the R&B thing, you know, I had to be true to myself and what I enjoy and what is indicative of Trina and her personality. I'm going to tell you something right now. All those runs and all those riffs, I mean, they're fine and they're fun to do, and I can do them. However, that is not my singing style. Trina is a pop artist, and, you know, my whole EP is going to be pretty much retro pop, if you want to know the truth. But that is indicative of Trina and who Trina is, not the Braxtons as a whole, not the Braxton sisters, not Tamar and Trina and Tawanda, because that time is over. That record already happened. And now it's time to do other things in my life, you know, because sometimes we are going to do things as an entity together. But whenever I'm going to be Trina by myself, this is the kind of music that Trina's going to do.
Right. Well, I like that you just took the initiative, because it shows me, like, so much strength within you as an individual, because it's not using your name or the elements surrounding the name as a crutch, so to speak, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you just took Trina and said, okay, that's my family, I love them, and this is all the amazing things that surround them, but I don't want to do this, I want to do this. And can I just say that, you know, I went on YouTube, and I was looking at some stuff, and because I don't watch a lot of TV, to be honest with you, so I really don't know what happens on TV these days. But at the same time, I just wanted to know something upon talking to you versus being generic. So I like the fact that you have the band. I like the fact that you know doing your thing, and you look amazing, by the way. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that too. I'm like, wait a minute, if I came to your refrigerator right now, what would I find in there? Would it be like me with Twizzlers, like rainbow Twizzlers, and maybe like a million bottles of water and rainbow Twizzlers again? No.
Well, you'll find a lot of cran apple juice. I love cran apple juice. And you know what? And I am a lasagna lover. I bake and I cook all the time. And, but my favorite meal to make is a lasagna. And I'm telling you, at least once a week, I bake a lasagna. So you're going to see leftover lasagna in my refrigerator, like, every week. Like, my two staple meals every week is lasagna, and I steam my own crabs every week.
Wow. Wow.
Every week.
No, not every week, Trina.
Not every week, lasagna.
Every week. Every week. I don't know what it is. It's like, but I love pasta. And you would think, you know, I'm no skinny chick right now, but it's okay. I'm enjoying my fatadom. I'm going to have to tenderize later.
You need to cut it out because you look absolutely amazing. And one thing that I kind of, like, resonated with the most is that I was looking at your sisters as you were performing on stage, and they was all so excited. And even Tamar had to be like, you know what? She did her thing. You know, and I wanted to say .com.
Well, you know what? The misconception that the people have about us is that we are not very supportive of each other. I don't know where, like, especially when we first came over, like, oh, everybody's jealous. I'm like, boo, honey, no. We are a true family. Do we get mad at each other? H, yes. Do we get pissed off at each other? Absolutely. But guess what? We are down for the count because let me tell you what, if you mess with one, you're messing with all of us, and that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to get anything twisted about jealousy or our lack of support for each other because that's just, those are fighting words, actually.
No, it
even though we don't
is.
Physically fight, but, you know, those are
right.
fighting words.
No, it definitely is, and even I'll even put on some Vaseline on my face for that one. Like, what? You don't know this? You know, like. Exactly. So, Trina, my show is kind of really is interactive with the listeners,
okay.
And there's a ton of people on the line right now. Like, you've brought the heat. The party is really here today, and I was just wondering if you was interested in talking to some of your supporters.
Oh, of course. Of course,
okay,
that's the reason why I am who I am.
Yay! And I'm so, like, hugging you so tight for saying that because sometimes I have to say that to people. Like, really? What do you mean you won't come on an Intune show? Do you know that the 20,000-plus people that listen to my show are your supporters as well, not just for me but for you too? You know? So I have to go there sometimes.
There's no me without you.
Aw, you're so amazing. Don't do it, because, you know, I don't have tissues and, you know, don't do it. All right, so, you know, no crying sessions over here.
Okay.
So let's get someone on the line. So 334, you're on the line with Trina and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yay, Trina.
Hello.
Hey, Bon Bon.
She's having a moment. She's like, yay, hey. Trina. Okay, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Right.
Where are you from and what's your name?
All right. I'm from Atlanta, but I'm visiting in Montgomery with my family.
Okay. And your name, sweetie?
Okay.
Sabricius.
Hi, Sabricius.
Hey,
so Sabricius. Did you have a... Right. You had a question for Trina?
No, I just want to tell her she's an amazing person, and she gives me motivation, and she gives me that extra push that I always needed, and I look forward to her keep pushing forward and waiting on the video, and
oh,
Team Braxton got her back 100%.
I'm going to tell you this, Sabricius. Can you hear me, Sabricius?
Yes. Yeah.
The video is coming very, 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 very soon.
Yay.
Like, in the next 30 days.
Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting. And
yes,
I have two leading males.
And I...
Yeah.
I actually don't listen to pop, but when I listen to Trina, I get up and dance and shake my
head. I know,
head
right?
Like a white girl.
Right, exactly. So, Sabricius, isn't it like one of those tracks? Because, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, that I was in a gym and I do like an hour on a treadmill, easy. And I was just putting it on repeat, and I'm like, if you know, party go home, you know, and everybody's like, really? Because you know how you just get into your own realm and you forget that you are surrounded by people and you're just singing out loud, like if you was in a shower. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
So good, Sabricius. I'm so glad that you called in today to get in tune with Trina, and definitely appreciate the fact that you're supportive of her and continue to support and look for that video, Trina, right, in a few days. Well, less than 30 days, actually.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Trina? Did we lose Trina?
Trina? Did we lose Trina?
Yeah, so I think we lost Trina for some odd reason. Trina, call back in, please, por favor. We have some fans on the air that want to talk to you. So while we're waiting for Trina to give us a call back in, guys, I see that all the lines are lit up, and I'm definitely going to get you guys on the line because I like for everyone to interact with our guest. But her call actually dropped, so we're just waiting for her to get back on. So as soon as that takes place, you guys will be able to talk to Trina. And for all those that's just tuning in for the first time and didn't hear her song, I want to play it again, you know? I want to play it again. So this one is called Party or Go Home while we're waiting for her to give us a call in.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hot star. Big bullet, let's go. Tree, tree. Where you at, baby?
I played it earlier, and Miss Braxton is back on the line, so we're just going to definitely just tune right back into that. And, you know, I gave all those who's just now calling in a little snippet of what to go to TrinaBraxton.com and buy from the store ASAP
or iTunes.
Yeah, from iTunes, definitely. So, Abricius, Sabricius, I just want to thank you for, you know, again, supporting Miss Braxton, Trina.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so we're going to take another call because I don't want people beating me down in the street, Trina. Seriously, that happens sometimes. Like, Miss P, you know, I called and I was on hold for 35 minutes, you know. So
no!
So let's bring it on right now. So here we go. Caller 843, you're on the line with Trina and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, where are you from and what's your name?
This is Phoenix Star 9. I'm from South Carolina.
Hi, Phoenix. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm excited about you having her on. How are you?
Hi, is this Phoenix?
Yes, it's Phoenix.
Yeah. Hi, Phoenix. This is Trina.
Hi, Trina. Wow.
She seems starstruck.
Now, Trina. Y'all laughing. Hold up, now. Don't laugh. Hold up. I had to get up nerves, you know what I'm saying, real quick, but seriously, I remember, you know, watching your show with you and your sisters, and because I don't really like watching reality TV at all, so when I saw the show and how you guys, like, interacted with each other, I really loved it more, so I'm glad that you kind of, you know, that you're actually doing your own thing, and I don't know you like that, like, I'm proud of you, so I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Aw, Phoenix.
No problem.
Thank you. And that's all you wanted to let her know, that you're proud of her?
Well, and I mean,
hey,
I just like it because I have sisters. What's up?
Guess what? Hey, Phoenix, can you hear me, Phoenix?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
she can hear you. My mom is from South Carolina. We go there at least once a year.
Oh, really?
What part?
I mean, what part is she from?
West Columbia.
Oh, okay, cool. My sister got married in Columbia. Oh, that's cool.
Where you from?
I'm from a little town called Hemingway. It's like an hour from Myrtle Beach. So it's just a little small town, you know. Nothing fancy.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, West Columbia, nothing fancy either. I'm just saying, it's a nice southern place. Get some good food. I'm saying, because that's how we learn to cook. Because my mother's a homegirl, huh? She's a southern chick, so that's how we learn to cook.
Okay, you hear that, Phoenix?
Like y'all from the South.
What? Yes.
Let me find out you opening up a restaurant or doing something like that. I don't know. I mean, I might accidentally, you know, pop in or something. I don't know.
All right, you never know. We might. You might. We might keep your ears to the ground, honey. We might.
Exactly. Exactly. Phoenix, thank you so much for calling in and supporting Trina and for the warming words, because you're just that awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, baby. Hold on. Yeah, so Trina, whoa. I mean, it's like I say this all the time, but really it's Christmas today on my lines. It really is. It's lit up. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not going to be able to ask all my questions, but this is all good. This is all good. I love it. 845.
Right?
Oh, no. I'm on the wrong one. This is 954. You on the line with Trina and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question is, did her sister ever successfully open a salon here in Maryland?
Not yet, honey. We are waiting for it, too, because I need to get my hair done.
Yeah, I'm waiting, too.
But she's still looking at places. We're thinking that she's going to open in Annapolis.
Oh, okay. That's a nice location.
Yeah, where are you?
Currently in Clinton, Maryland.
In where, Maryland?
Clinton.
Clinton?
Yes, by Andrews Air Force Base.
Oh, okay. Oh, Quinton, yes, okay. All right, because, you know, we're originally from Maryland, so, you know, I know my way around this a little bit. We were just there. We were just in Maryland, like, last week.
Oh, really?
Why didn't you have Tina
sure
over
were.
For dinner? Why didn't you have her over for dinner?
Well, she should follow me on Twitter, then she'd know where I was.
I just started my Twitter today.
Well, definitely make Trina one of those follows, definitely.
Yes, I can follow it. I just think she can follow back.
Of course, I'm a follower back, at Trina Braxton.
Yes, I just followed it, so. Christina
Yay.
Marshall.
All right.
Thank Woo-hoo. You so much for your support.
Thank you.
And definitely follow her. Follow her on, you know, you said you just followed it, but keep up with the tweets because, you know, I don't keep up with everything, you know, but definitely keep them up. And when you hear all good stuff, tweet me. No, I'm just kidding. But but definitely go to her website, TrinaBraxton.com, and, you know, check it out. Get the song. Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it. Oh, I liked it. It's really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
it's one of those.
I appreciate it.
It's one of those booty shakers, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely
you
loving
have
it.
A good day.
You too, my love. Thank you for calling in and thank you for supporting.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Yes. So that's super awesome. And everybody else, you know, are just like going into the chat room and stuff like that. So let's see what's going on in there. But in the meantime, in the round time, Phoenix said that she likes you and, you know, she was sweating bullets, you know. You had her under pressure. You know, but you know what it is. It's like when you love someone and you see them, like love them, like, oh my God, you admire them so much in that realm of love. You know, she's not crazy pants, but you know, in the realms of like you admire someone, you have admiration for them, and then you get to really talk to them. It's like, oh my God, you just, you know, it's like one of those things. How do you feel about that when your fans are just like, oh my God, it's Trina. I mean, are you like one of those people that are like deflective, or are you just, you know, receive?
Well, number one, I think that is so super duper sweet, first of all. But number two, I'm just a regular chick. I just happen to be on TV. And, you know, I've been blessed in the position to where, you know, I do have people who love me and love our family. But whenever I see people in the street and they say, oh my gosh, Trina, hi, how are you doing? Can you take a picture? 98.9% of the time I say yes, unless my hair is like really super wrong. That's like the only time I'll say no, but I've learned to keep my hair right because first of all, y'all talk about me too bad. Number two, like I told you before, there is no me without you, so I don't think it's right at all to say no.
Definitely, and I appreciate that, and I'm sure that all of your supporters definitely appreciate that too, because the one thing that I think people lose concept on is the fact that, okay, you're amazing because you're talented, but without people thinking that your talents were amazing, then where would you really be if you was the only one in your family members really just thought you were amazing? You have like 5 followers.
I love all of my performers. I love all of you guys.
Yay. Y'all hear that, guys? And Handle Phoenix. I just followed her. Yay.
But look, Miss P, I can't stay long. But
No, definitely go. But tell everybody where they can find you at and what to look forward to in the future. But keep me in tune so that way I can blast it or come back and let us know when you drop the whole entire album and everything.
I will. But until then, I guess your 10th caller, you'll get a free T-shirt, a free copy of Party or Go Home, and a panty that says Party or Go Home. So you can send that to your 10th caller. Just make sure you get in contact with Tay and he'll make sure it's out.
Yay. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the T-shirt will say Team Boom Boom, so I'll have one for you and one for your 10th caller.
Yay! So y'all better call in. Even though Trina's not here, call in anyway. I'll still be on. Thank you so much, Trina, for taking the time for
I
us
appreciate
to get
you guys.
In tune
Thank
with
you
us.
So much. Make sure you guys go to www.trinabraxton.com and listen to the single, pick up the single, and follow me on Trina Braxton, at Trina Braxton, and my Instagram is at Trina Braxton 1. However, I will say this, when you go to my website, that's where I can keep everyone abreast of everything that I'm doing or not doing, and we're actually going to have a giveaway on the website as well for T-shirts and Party or Go Home songs.
Yay. Thank you so much, Trina, for everything. You are amazing, and keep shooting for the stars because we have your back, definitely.
Thanks, guys. So whoever's coming, I'll see you guys at the Essence Festival in New Orleans.
Yay. Have a good night.
All right, darling. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Trina Braxton. And for all those that are on the line, I definitely apologize about the whole delay. We got cut off, so I cut away from time from you guys being able to talk to her. But I do appreciate your support and, you know, and love and admiration for Trina because, like I said again, you know, we are all individuals in our own right. And it's just an awesome thing to see when someone can just kind of take something like that, being from a family that is well known and have a sister that is like out there where everyone just like Tony fans. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Tony girl too, and I think she's amazing and she's soulful and she's a giver of music. And you know, there's no one that I know, honestly, that I think, you know, that I resonate with more as far as Toni Braxton is concerned because of who she is and how she comes across. However, Trina is also awesome, and so is Tamar, Tawanda, all of them. And just to plug real quick, on August 3rd, Tawanda Braxton will be in tune. So for all the Braxton fans, definitely keep that in mind, that Tawanda would be on with Miss P as well. And she's only going to be on, she already told me ahead of time, for 15, 20-minute increments. So for all those who want to talk to her, you definitely have to be on time for the show. The show time is going to be at 6:15 p.m. Eastern, so definitely be in tuned in order to catch her because they are moving and shaking and they really don't have time, but they're taking the time to get us in tune. So you guys heard what she said. The 10th person that call in is definitely going to be the winner, but we didn't get to all the calls. So I'm just going to tweet that and then, you know, figure out something where, you know, I can get back to her PR and let them know who to give that little gift bag to. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to the Intune Show. Like, if you're tuning in for the first time, again, I hope it's not your last. So all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I appreciate and I love you. I hope you guys have a great 4th of July because I will not be on air tomorrow. My cousin just bought a house with a pool, and I think that I need to be in that thing. So definitely enjoy your 4th of July. However, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's our segment that we have every 2 weeks, every Thursday at 10 p.m. where Dr. Sue shocked the doc. So if you think you can shock the doc, then definitely email me at intuneshow@aol.com and give me your confession, your question, your concern, or whatever that is based around relationship, love, drama, or whatever it is. We're going to be answering emails on air. You can call in at 818-495-6975 and share it. And if you want to be anonymous, then you definitely can call in and be anonymous here. There's no judgment on an Intune Show. And also, you know, on Saturday, we're going to have the amazing Miss Karen White. And for all those who do not know who Karen White is and is not ringing no bells, then that song, Superwoman, I'm not your Superwoman. Remember that? Well, she's out and she's doing her thing, and I'm terribly excited, longtime fan. I don't even know if I can compose myself long enough to do the interview because I'm so excited about talking to her. But definitely be in tune for that on Saturday because she'll be in at 6:15 p.m., So, again, babies, have an excellent evening. Enjoy tomorrow, okay? Don't get too drunk. Don't eat too much.
But then definitely, definitely enjoy the 4th of July because I know I will in that pool. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in town, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin, with a pretty light skin, people name Miss P, shout it, cheat it off the meter, just as fly as she can be, hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third, TV on that other level, nothing like the mother bird,
not at all,
what you ain't heard. Represent your section.